we've spoken about him already this morning. We're talking about the death of O.J. Simpson at the age of 76. He died, they say, of prostate cancer. Had a very colourful life. We've spoken a little bit about it, but we'd love to know what the reaction's being like in America. Who better to go to than Kirk Clyte, a US correspondent who actually lived in Vegas where OJ resided. Kirk, good morning to you.
Ed, good morning, Steve and Mark. I'm here in Las Vegas where OJ passed away yesterday. Rarely in the course of American history has there been someone who was just on the top of the world to go down to the bottom of it after what took place. And it affected so many things. This was really the first trial that showed the power of cameras in the courtroom, which is still an issue here in the U.S. with the impending Donald Trump trials coming up. America was just in rapture with this trial that took place in 1995. And I got to tell you, it's one of the few things, both the low-speed chase that took place in June of 1994, after the murders, for some reason, OJ went to Chicago, then came back. He was going to surrender, but then he got into that white Bronco with his friend Al Cowlings, and there was that low-speed chase that almost 100 million Americans watched. And then, of course, the trial, which made celebrities out of a lot of people, including a name you're familiar with, Kardashian, Robert Kardashian, who is the father of most of the Kardashian clan, Kourtney, Kim, Khloe, and Rob. He was one of Simpson's defense attorneys. In fact, the Kardashian kids there were very close to, they called him Uncle OJ. So that was a big disruption to that family, but in some ways it propelled them into stardom. And then when you had the verdict that came out, October the 3rd, 1995, it was like America stood still. I remember it clearly. There was almost no traffic. Most stores were empty as they waited for the verdict. And here are the words that had 150 million people, or about 57% of our population, watching and waiting for.
We, the jury, in the above entitled action, find the defendant Orenthal James Simpson not guilty of the crime of murder.
It was amazing, the reaction. And this trial, which had the jury sequestered for way over 6 months, I think it was like 220 some days, they had some jurors disqualified as it went along, and it made celebrities out of, well, Judge Ito. He was certainly someone who got a lot of criticism during the trial, and probably no more so on the Simpson defense team than Johnny Cochran, who was his lead attorney. The bottom line here is the defense just simply did a better job than the prosecution during this trial. And during the closing arguments, he had one of the most famous lines in the case, referring to the bloody gloves that Simpson was allegedly wearing.
If it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
And that is what they did. Simpson walked away a free man, but his life never really came back together. He didn't stay free. He was convicted of kidnapping and armed robbery in 2008. He claimed he was trying to retrieve sports memorabilia that was stolen from him. I still, to this day, when I go by the Palace Station Hotel where it took place here in Las Vegas, I've always called that the OJ Hotel since that happened. That conviction kept him in prison until he was paroled in 2017 at 70, and of course now has passed away. But he became somewhat of a celebrity after he was paroled, in a good and bad way, here in Las Vegas. He would be seen out of the golf courses, and he would be freely take selfies with picture with people, had close to a million followers on X alone, and had taken to a lot of football commentary. But I think most people aren't shedding too many tears over the death of Orenthal James Simpson.
Yes, so Kurt, just in brief, the commentary following his death, we know Robert Goldman and the family associated has said no great loss for following what's happened on that front. But what's the commentary in the States like as we speak?
Well, that is pretty much the way a lot of people feel. Of course, he, in a couple of years after the verdict, I think it was 1997, there was a civil case where the burden of proof is lower, of course, than in a criminal case. And about $20 million the families of the victims were awarded. So most things of value that Simpson had, including his Heisman Trophy for being the best ball player in 1968, were sold away from. And then he pretty much lived on his NFL pension. The trial's so important in American history that ESPN's made a multi-part series on it called O.J. Made in America that actually won the Academy Award for the Best Documentary in 2017. The FX Network's dramatic series about the trial, The People versus O.J. Simpson, won several Emmy Awards. So really there has not been a trial. Maybe the Trump trials coming up will equal this in the attention that America had. But not since the O.J. trial has there been anything like this. And most people are pretty sure. I mean, he was acquitted, but most people feel with good certainty that he did it. And a lot of people say he's lucky to have the time out of prison that he
have. Well, he's certainly a character in our lifetime, good or bad. Great report, Kirk. A real good summation of his life. We appreciate your time and good to hear your voice.
Not a problem. It's nice to be back with you, Millsy, and hope we can do it again soon.
Good on you, brother. Well done. Kirk Clyett, the death of O.J. Simpson.